You're listening to Nick's Knacks on KFKA, hosted by Nick Kenny. Nick is the executive director of the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra and the 2020 Greeley Area Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Nick's Knacks also touches on local and global issues through Nick's perspective, offering unique insights into the world's happenings. Prepare to learn something new in this thought-provoking and entertaining show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Nick Snacks on 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice. I am your host, Nick Kenny, and I'm joined in studio by Jen Finch, Communications Hello. Director for Weld County.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have you here.
Thanks. They don't let me out much, so I'm excited.
Boy.
I hope I know how to act.
We have all the toys. We'll talk about those later on. She was just a gift giver before we started. And of course, my intern, Alyssa Sanchez, is back. She only agreed to come because we were not trying Malort this week.
It's true.
And if you haven't heard that episode, it would last, 2 weeks ago, I think, Matt Estrin was on and made us try Malort. Jen, have you ever had or heard of Malort?
I have never heard of it. What is it?
It is a liqueur.
Oh.
A famous liqueur in Chicago.
Yes. Is it good?
No, horrible. It's the most wretched thing I've ever tasted.
Oh.
It's horrific.
It was...
I'm glad I missed that then.
Brutal. It's a staple in Chicago, so I was texting my cousin that day to see if Malort really was served at the bars, and it's true. They sell them in six-packs and shooters. Whoa. You can go get crappy beer with that crappy liqueur, and it's like a badge of honor. And Chicago has a lot of my favorite sports teams, so now I feel like I can truly be a Chicago sports fan.
Well, good. Yeah, you passed the final test, apparently.
Oh, it was brutal. That was,
it was a rough one.
That was a taste you couldn't get out of your mouth for a while.
All day.
Ooh. It's like you licked a tailpipe.
Yum. I'm so glad I missed that.
How do you really feel?
That was me censoring myself, licking a tailpipe. Oh, man. We have a great show lined up. Jen has all the information on what to do, up-and-coming things in Weld County. But I have some announcements personally to make that I have not yet made public, or maybe I just did last week on social media. I am going to be a contestant for the Weld County Dancing with the Stars.
It's exciting.
I don't know. I have the dad moves when it comes to dancing. I like to flail my hips and point my fingers and, you know, kind of finger gun. Woo-hoo, up
you know,
in the
there
air.
Is nothing wrong with dad moves.
It's true.
Oh, there's everything wrong.
No,
so I've got this incredible – it's a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Clubs mm-hmm. of Weld County. I was a judge last year, and I was sitting in between, you know, two professional dance instructors. So they have all these really neat terms on how they were judging the dancing. And I'm like, well, that armless twirly twirl was pretty darn cool. I got to relate with the audience there. You know, I spoke their language, but they asked me to be a contestant, and it took some convincing. But I am now working with a young star named Brinley from a dance place, polishing up my routine. And by that, I mean desperately trying to learn what the heck I'm doing. But if it goes well, oh, man, it's going to be awesome. And it's all hip-hop. So you already know the hips and the finger guns and the awkward, like, Nick dancing. Pairing that with hip-hop is...
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a sight to see.
Yes.
And I need your votes. That's how you win. 75% of the votes are what you donate to the Boys and Girls Clubs. I'm representing the Teen Center, or the TC, as we call it on the streets. And, you know, I'll have more information coming out on how you can help us to win, because I'm so confident that we're going to nail that 25% that's a score on our dancing, because I'm going to work my tail off. But, boy, you should see these rehearsals. Practice? I don't even know if I can call it a rehearsal, because that makes it assume you know what you're doing, and I really don't. But I have a great strength, which is I have little to no shame.
You're going to do fantastic. Incorporate own the dad moves.
Oh, yeah.
There's power in good, solid dad moves.
Well, our routine is all Hamilton, just a mashup of Hamilton.
Nice.
So,
oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's going to be... so much fun. So stay tuned. Once I raise the first 500, I'll release our first recorded like a training session.
Nice.
That's going to be ammunition for if I ever make a political campaign. And this is who you want running the country. Well, at least I have enthusiasm.
If that's the worst skeleton in your closet, that'll be good.
Yeah, I hope so. Gosh, remember the good old days where somebody misspelled potato?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was
a scandal. Even born then?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think I knew what was going on. But he was from Huntington, Indiana. Who is that? Dan Quayle?
Yeah.
Which is about 20 minutes from my hometown.
Nice.
Boy, the scandals back then. Potato, tomato.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to judge because I've made my share of typos, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We just found one on our banner that we just had professionally printed for the GPO.
Ouch.
I just announced that on air. Well, that was... whoops.
We're all human.
And
Did they misspell Greeley?
No.
Ah, dang.
Now I've got to double check. Of course not. But I go through so many different revisions. Like I am, Alyssa probably already knows, probably about 20, 30 different times I'm looking at stuff, fixing things, moving things here, moving things there. How did that get through? Oh, well, it happens to the best of us.
I do. Yep.
And the worst of us.
Yes.
Anyway.
Why are you looking at me when you say the worst of us?
Okay. My eyes were clearly going both to my guests, but yeah, now I'm settled in on you, Micah. Don't you love knickknacks? It's just, you know, interesting. But another proud moment today. I went and I bought my first pair of cowboy boots.
Congratulations.
I figured I'm coming up on 10 years living in Colorado, and it was time.
It's good you eased into that. Gave it a lot of thought. And you finally...
Way too much time. Actually, it was last year. Well, I say last year as if it wasn't COVID. But 2 years ago was my first time actually going to the Stampede.
Really?
I saw my first rodeo. I'm a big fan of Mutton Busters.
Yeah.
I think that is enthralling and exciting. And once they have some genetically enhanced sheep, I want to be a Mutton Buster.
I can see that.
Because I don't think... They can probably support me, but I really don't want to hurt those little sheep. That would be a lot of fun.
What did you think of the rodeo?
You know... It was an experience.
Yeah. Have you gone to bull riding?
Yes.
My favorite. I love watching bull riding. I have no idea what's happening or how they score it. I love watching
it. That's so cool.
I think I need to explore it again. So this year's going to be a good year. I'll really get to sink my teeth into it and see what it's all about. Pick up on the nuances.
Yes.
I don't know.
Have you gone line dancing? Like at the Grizzly Rose or anything here?
No.
You should. The Grizzly Rose is in Denver. It's like a classic. They have line dancing. They teach lessons.
You know, my family used to go up to a little campsite every fall. Mm-hmm. My whole extended family, they're just awesome. A few of them have been guests on the show before when they come out to visit. But they learned country line dancing there, and I think I might have done that in like middle school PE or something, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's cool.
I don't think anyone said anything was fun in middle school PE, but that was the one moment. Everything else was traumatic.
The crown jewel.
So here's an age difference. In middle school PE, we actually did square dancing.
That's what we did. Square dancing.
Did you do
not
square
line dancing?
Dancing.
What's
line
the difference?
Dancing would have been a lot more fun, but
what's line dancing and square dancing?
Well, square dancing's in a square. Line dancing's in a line.
Do you have like a foursome for a square?
You do.
And then line dancing is just everyone in a big line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
the Rockettes.
Crowd.
Kind of. The kicks aren't as high.
No.
Sometimes they're pretty high.
Interesting. So never mind. Yeah, it was square dancing.
Yes.
Gosh, I don't remember much about that at all.
It's a long time ago in my world.
Oh, it was for me too. Golly. Micah, what about you? What's your dancing style?
I don't dance. I've actually been... There's a law that was passed last night that says I am not allowed to dance.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't pop up my newsfeed, but, you know, there's a lot of
the
things
the mainstream
does.
Media. No, nobody wants to see me dance. There's no rhythm. It's like an earthquake. It's like looking at the Richter scale. It's like just random shaking.
I don't know. There's patterns on the Richter scale.
Okay, patterns of up and down, but like just jagged lines. You don't want to see me dance. It's not pretty.
I say more like a lie detector, because that could be a lot more sporadic than I think a Richter.
Okay, yeah, I dance like a liar is
you
what you're
him.
Saying.
You're just lying to yourself, Micah.
Yeah, I'm not lying to myself. I'm telling the truth that I can't dance.
All right, now here's a question for you. I know how much you adore your niece and nephew. Would you dance with your niece and nephew?
Yes, but what I would do is, have you, anyone see Seinfeld?
Yes, mm-hmm. Are you like Elaine?
I am like Elaine.
That's awesome.
At least I know that I can't dance, whereas she had to film herself.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to see this.
Not even the darkness wants to see me dance.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm going to dance to that.
Whoa. Well, that's intriguing enough. I'd like to get on another topic of conversation, but I fear we're too close to being done with this segment, and I want to save 2 minutes. Well, Jen,
yes,
let's pivot to you.
Okay.
We have the whole evening to chat all about what's going on in Weld County.
Yeah.
But can you just tell us about the gifts that you brought us?
Yes, I brought you things so that you would be nice to me since it's my first time on the radio.
I wish more people thought like that because you're only like one of two people who have brought me gifts. The last one gave me Malort, and he's not getting invited back for a while.
Yeah, so I am excited. I brought you some Pops the Triceratops swag. So we've got some stickers that you'll find in various places around town, including Aunt Helen's. Now that I've said that, I probably need to go take more over there. Brought you an inflatable. Those are rare, so you're welcome.
Wow.
And then, brought you information on an art contest. So Pops the Triceratops is Weld County's official fossil, and it's down at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science right now, and we're gearing up for it to come back this fall, and we're really excited to showcase that project on our Discover Weld website and on social media.
I have to get down there and see it in the museum before it's gone.
It's gone. It's downstairs now. You can't see it.
Oh, man.
So you have to wait till it comes back. But we're planning big things like parades and police escort, and we're going big.
Now, how big is the fossil?
So it's just the head. And it's about 300 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's not as quite as long as this table, so I'm a really bad judge
of... 7 feet tall in the studio.
Yeah, maybe not quite that long, but...
And is that from, like, nose... We'll talk more about Pops of Triceratops. We're getting the playoff music, so stay tuned for more Nick Snacks here on 1310 KFKA.
Come along, boys, listen to my tale. Tell you of my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Tie-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi-yippee-yippee-yay. With my foot in the stirrup, my hand on my horn, I'm the best dang cowboy ever was born. Tie-yi-yippee-yippee-yi-yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi-yippee-yippee-yay. On a $10 horse. From this valley, they say, you are
welcome back to Nick Snacks on 1310 KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice. Nick Snacks is proudly sponsored by 477 Distilling, located in downtown Greeley, just north of the Rio. Dangerously delicious cocktails. My favorite, of course, is the bourbon on a rock. In the wintertime, it's not always on a rock. But, boy, these summer months, bourbon on a rock. Jen, what about you? Have you been to 477?
I have once. Michelle took me a couple weeks ago. Michelle Kempema.
Would you try?
You know, I knew you were going to ask. It was wonderful. It was good. It was slightly fruity. And for someone who doesn't get out much, it did its job. So it was good.
Good.
Yeah. It was pinkish.
You know, that might have been the Cherry Sour Sam.
I think it was.
See,
yes.
That's my board president's wife's favorite beverage.
Yes, that was very good.
That was. It's a tasty,
yeah.
Tasty one.
Yeah.
Did Michelle's niece make the drink
yes,
for you?
Yes, she did.
Oh, so you
yes,
know it was
she,
extra
she
good.
Hooked me up. Let me tell you.
Those are, I just love that place. The atmosphere is incredible. Mm-hmm. The cocktails are just unmatched in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, we've got some special places here. There's no doubt about that.
I know. We'd list them all off, but boy, it'd take a while.
It
and
would.
They're not sponsors, so I feel like I can't do that on air. But that just incentivizes. There are incredible places.
Yeah.
Weldworks, Wiley Roots. I love the train beers at Wiley Roots. Anytime a train goes by, it's a $2 beer.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
And it's very busy on that railroad.
Yes, it
so,
is.
So you play your cards right on a Saturday afternoon, you're not spending more than $10 for a really good day.
Nice.
But I just love Greeley. But we're here with Jen Finch, the communications director for Weld County. We were just talking about Pops the Triceratops, mm-hmm. And that is the mascot? Is that the official mascot?
Weld County, but I think we can make him a mascot as
well. Oh, man, I'd make a joke about my friend Tom Shaw, but he would not appreciate that. Do counties normally have an official fossil?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, but I really haven't done the research. But knowing Weld County, and we like to just do our own thing, I would guess that we're probably one of the few counties that has an official fossil.
That's so cool. So where was it discovered?
So it was discovered north of Briggsdale. So about 30, 35, 40 minutes up the road here, north of Greeley. And it was discovered in 1982.
Really? Just farmers?
No. There was a... you're going to have to hold me back because I'll just start talking and going down rabbit holes. But it was a ranch, the Seven Cross Ranch. It was owned by the Mapelli family. And he ran cattle up there, and the ranch manager and Sonny Mapelli, who owned the land, would allow people to go on periodically and look for arrowheads and whatnot. And so the ranch manager was contacted by Dr. Kenneth Carpenter, who was a professor at CU, and his graduate student, Emmett Evanoff, who's now a professor at UNC, and asked if they could go out onto the property and look for small vertebrae fossils. It had recently rained. It's mostly sandstone up there. So they went walking around, spent the day walking out there, didn't find what they were looking for. And as Dr. Evanoff explained it to me, as they were getting ready to leave, Dr. Carpenter noticed a small piece of bone about the size of the tip of your thumb sticking out of the ground. And because he's much smarter than I would have kicked it or just walked right over it. He started to brush the dirt away and actually unearthed the first complete Triceratops skull found in Colorado.
Holy cow. So what part of it did he find? Was it one of the spikes along the crown?
You know, you're the second person in 2 days to ask me. I'm going to have to find out. I don't know. I was so enthralled in the story that Dr. Evanoff was telling me and this. The size, I mean, the tip of your thumb, that's nothing. I never thought to ask. So could have been part of the eye socket. It could have been anything. He was found, you know, on its side. So it could have been any part of the side of the face.
So you said it's 7 feet tall. Is that from, like, the horn?
Well, it's not 7 feet tall.
Sorry,
it's probably about
long.
It's probably about 5 to 5.5 feet long.
Gosh.
And that's from what we have of the frill to the nose, the beak, mm-hmm. the very front.
So that's called the frill.
The frill is on the back, yeah.
Okay, I call it a crown. That's not a crown.
No.
I've been misquoted by my own self.
It's a frill.
A
frilly frill. And, and it's probably about, I would say from the bottom that we have, which is the top of the jaw, to the top of the horns, it's probably about, I don't know, what do you say, 3.5, 4 feet, maybe? I may be totally exaggerating. I'm really bad at measurements, but it's a good size for a small Triceratops.
Was this?
We always thought it was a young one because it is relatively small. But actually, they've been able to do some studies very similar to how you can guess the age of a tree by counting the tree rings. They took a piece of bone and spliced it and found out that Pops actually probably was a Pops. He was at maturity when he died.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do they have a time of death?
No, long, long time ago.
Not from the Great Extinction.
No.
Before that.
Way before that.
So let's get into the dinosaur questions because I love dinosaurs. What period? Cretaceous, Jurassic, Triceratops.
Okay, so I'm not a paleontologist, but I'm going to play one on the radio today. Pops was found during the Cretaceous period.
Cretaceous?
Yes, roughly between 60 and 69 million years ago.
Oh. There was a fun fact I saw that. Oh, what was it? Tyrannosaurus rexes are closer to humans are than T. rexes were to like Triceratops or something like that.
Mm. Well,
like the Jurassic period.
Triceratops were also around when the T. rex was.
All right, well then I'm just maybe brontosauruses or I don't know.
Yeah.
Darn it, BuzzFeed,
sure.
You've steered me.
I know the internets. You can't trust them.
Mm. Well, I do know that like the different periods of that were millions and millions of years apart, almost. Yeah, again, closer to where humans are for Jurassic. Was that the closest or Cretaceous was the closest to where we are now?
I believe Jurassic. People are going to call you and be like, you guys don't know anything. I think Jurassic is closer to humans than Cretaceous. I'm visualizing the scale in my head, and Cretaceous came first than Jurassic, so I'm thinking it went from left to right.
And then there was one before the Cretaceous too, right?
There were quite a few.
I wonder what dinosaur tastes like.
Oh, you know what? Probably like chicken.
Oh, God.
We have all these, like, cell phone devices and stuff we could look up, but then we'd have dead air on the radio, but that's all right. I think Jenna's going into her folder.
I do. I actually have a picture. We could answer the question right now if somebody's got some filler here.
So look, when you say there's going to be parades, how are you going to have this on display for parades? Is it going to be like one of those Chinese New Year's where there's going to be just this, instead of a dragon head and the whole like human tail, just with the Triceratops head?
If you are offering, I will make sure that happens.
Oh, I mean, you said it weighs 300 pounds?
Well, you wouldn't actually have the skull on you, but if you wanted to come up with your own version, I would make sure you were at the front
of the line.
Something
made of styrofoam?
Yes. Yes. No. So right now, it's downstairs in the Museum of Nature and Science, and it's getting ready to go over to the Western Slope, where a cast will be made of it. And the cast will be exciting because it will be the full head. So right now we have about half the head of Pops. Right, he was compressed, so he's kind of squished, and so the cast will fill it out and have the entire frill. And so when it is done being cast, then the fossil and the cast will come back up to Weld County. And so the idea of the parade would be, as the fossil is being moved back from Denver to Weld County, that we'd make a big to-do as it's coming up through the county. So stay tuned. We haven't worked out all the details, but one of the commissioners said, what if we had a police escort? And I'm like, I'm holding you to that. We're going to have a police escort. But so I'm not sure how it's all going to come together, but it's going to come together.
There are some collectors of like Jurassic Park vehicles, you know, for fairs. You should totally have them be a part of this too.
Okay, so there is someone who works at Panera in town who has a Jurassic Park Jeep. If you're listening, one day you will find Pop stuff on your Jeep. It will be from me.
So we have this history here. Yep, about 60 to 70 million years ago. Yep, there's Triceratops and the T-Rex, and then that's the Cretaceous period. Jurassic was before that, between 145 and 201 million years ago. That had the Stegosaurus and the first birds. Oh, the descendant or the ancestors of the chirps. We all know the saga of the chirps.
Right, yes.
True.
They have since left the nest. Luke and Leia are doing well. I hope they come back and say hi. I have the cheapest rent in Colorado right now, so I think they're realizing, you know, that wasn't a bad place to stay in that blue spruce named Bruce. And then the Triassic period. What was there? Oh, we had the plesiosaurus, conifers, the first mammals. Boy, they probably didn't do well against the dinosaurs. I feel like I'm just like entertaining myself right now, but
give me back the paper.
We're heading back to a break. We'll be back more with Jen Finch, Communications Director for Weld County. Stay tuned for more Nick's Next.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend. Where the long
timber over mountain high.
Welcome back to Nick Snacks. Micah is dancing. Okay, he's not dancing. You're right. Please make this stop. I feel like I'm in a horror film. This is all the music from the Sagebrush Symphony by Michael Martin Murphy. Very country, very western, very folksy. It's a pretty incredible symphony. I'm still trying to like it, but you know what? That's all right. Where the Stampede kicks off in just a couple days. Well, we're recording on Tuesday, so it airs on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, the 99th annual Stampede kicks off from June 24th to July 4th. It's going to be a fun year, long overdue. We missed it a lot last year. We at least seem to have a couple of nice days, I think, even at the end of this week. You know, 70s, oh my gosh, it was lovely.
Nice.
But we were talking Stampede. I had never been before, so I bought my first cowboy boots and belt and a Colorado belt buckle.
Nice.
Boy, I don't know who I am anymore.
It's okay, embrace the change.
COVID's changed me. went to the boot barn today, and they're like, I'm in slacks and a butt. You look out of place, sir. Well, they didn't say that, but I read their eyes. But they are very helpful over at the boot barn over off 29th, I think it is, near the old Chicago's, and a huge selection of boots.
Nice.
They
hooked you up.
They did. I'm excited to wear my boots.
Good. Good.
My jeans and my fake cowboy hat that Trent Johnson from Greeley Hat Works will ridicule me for if he sees me in it again, but you know what? Next year, that'll be the big one next year.
That'll be the big purchase. That'll be good. You got to ease into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It took me a long time to embrace this. I don't think I really was trying to avoid it, but you know, by the time the Stampede snuck up on you, you're like, oh, well, it's already halfway over. Mm. Anyway, it's Alyssa, never. Have you been to the Stampede?
I actually haven't, but I usually like a lot of country music, so I don't know why I haven't gone.
You gotta go.
I know. I'll have to go this year.
This is the year. Definitely. It'll be a networking opportunity.
Yes, definitely.
You can come volunteer with me and see what other opportunities lie.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta
Jen,
learn.
What's your favorite Stampede moment?
I love watching the bull riding. I don't know why. I grew up in Aurora. I'm a city kid. I am fascinated by people who get on those things, and I love watching it. I have no idea how they score it. I don't really know what's happening, but it is a lot of fun. So I'm excited about the bull riding.
Bull riding's cool. My grandma's family was all bull riders, so we have like a bunch of really cool like action shots of her like uncles and stuff all doing bull riding like a long time ago.
Wow.
It's crazy what that does to their bodies. It makes me hurt, but you know, it's fun to watch.
Mangled. I loved my first time going to the Stampede a couple years ago, the Mutton Busters. Boy, just seeing that says a lot about me. The sheer terror in those children's eyes and just holding on for what appeared to be dear life was just so entertaining to me.
It's a good time. The kids love it, so I guess that makes it okay, right? The parents love it. That definitely makes it okay.
How do you train for that?
You just hold on tight, man. That's a life lesson in so many ways.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, just hold on tight.
Eventually, you're going to fall, and just you gotta
pick yourself up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dust yourself off. Mutton Busters. This is brought to you by Mutton Busters. Life lessons brought to you by the Greeley Stampede.
Definitely.
Oh, it's going to be a fun year. I'm excited to get out there and see some folks and watch some rodeos.
Yes.
In my new cowboy boots.
You're going to be looking good. People aren't going to recognize you, though.
No. It's going to be a whole new Nick.
Yeah.
I figured I was asked by KFKA to do the media portion for Miss Rodeo Colorado on Thursday.
Nice.
And I can't go looking how I normally looked. I have to play the part. Tanner's done it for years. Tanner's always wearing cowboy boots, always in jeans, always in a button-down shirt. So, well, I got to do this.
Step it up.
Yep.
It's your turn.
Yep.
It is.
The torch has been passed.
The community has reminded me they haven't yet taken to me. Well, they have, but this is that final piece of, all right. We can trust this guy. At least I hope that's what's going to happen when they see me in cowboy boots. Other than he looks ridiculous. He looks like Micah's dancing. That's what I do not want to happen.
I think you're probably safe given the description of Micah's dancing.
Yes. Well, Jen, what else is going on in Weld County? I don't even, no idea what you do. Communicate, I'm sure.
Some days I have no idea what I do as well. So, well, let's talk about the fun stuff, right? So Discover Weld was pretty quiet last year. That's one of the websites that I run for the county, more along the economic development line, not county government so much. So it highlights the people and places and events going on. And so obviously last year was fairly quiet. So we were dealing with COVID and there weren't any events. So it's really exciting to we debuted a new website for Discover Weld, which I think categorizes things for people a lot easier to find information. So that's great. So, you know, it's wonderful that events are starting to come online. I know we've got the Greeley Stampede this weekend. There's also Frederick in Flight, which is a hot air balloon festival down in Frederick, which is an amazing event as well. So there's more events coming on. Farmers markets, right? We're the number one ag county in the state, so it's only natural we have the best farmers markets, and those are popping up all over the county. So there's a lot happening. Learning about more events coming online, so we'll put those on the calendar. The Weld County Fair is going to go on as usual, too, so that's coming up. Comes up shortly after the Stampede, I believe.
And that's held at the Stampede, too, right? Island Grove?
Yeah, it's held at Island Grove as well. Yep. So, yeah, there's lots of things starting to happen as far as events go. Friday Fest has obviously started here in Greeley. That was great to see so many people out living life, so that's wonderful. And then there's just lots of regular things to do. The Pawnee National Grasslands is a beautiful place to go, whether you want to go on the self-guided birding tour or you want to walk on the trail. We've got a state park in Weld County. A lot of people don't realize we have St. Vrain State Park down south, which is a great little park. If you've been on I-25 north of Longmont, you've probably wondered, why do people camp right here next to the interstate? If you pull off and go in, you'll understand. It's a little oasis in the middle of an urban area, so that's great. We have some exciting news about that park coming up, too. We actually, Weld County, will have a ribbon cutting for its very first trail. That'll be coming up in July-ish, I believe. So stay tuned on that one.
It's the first trail?
So
the Pooter Trail? That's not,
well, the Pooter Trail counts. That's a partnership between Windsor, Greeley, and Weld County. But this little trail we have goes from our Southwest Service Center in Longmont into St. Vrain State Park. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the first one that's solely built by Weld County. So that's kind of exciting. Another access to the state park, which is nice.
Lovely.
Yeah. And then we've got all kinds of great things here. We've got our forts all along 85, which was known as Trapper's Trail. So there's different ways to experience Western heritage here in Weld County through the forts. We've got the Wild Animal Sanctuary, which is the largest large carnivore sanctuary in the country. So there's a lot of amazing things right here in Weld County to experience all year round, but especially in the summer.
It's nice for you to articulate all those things, because when my family comes out, I don't do touristy things very often. I don't know if you feel the same way. Like, I live in Colorado. Why don't I do more Colorado things? I go to the mountains often and volunteer there, but I think I gotta go down to, do stuff. But I love the forts. I've taken my family last year to the animal sanctuary, because my cousin works at a much smaller one in Indiana. Hers was kind of cooler, because I got to get really up close with the lions and the bears and the tigers. Backstage tour, you know, the people.
But the VIP tour?
Yes. Yeah. The VIest of bees. the lion, what was his name? Africa. It was just stalking us. And, it was just neat. She has a really cool job. But
nice.
Keensburg is just... Keensburg?
Keensburg.
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 From the Midwest. I might just make up syllables here or there. super cool. Just, wow. And
do amazing work down there.
Yeah. That's a... you have nature and animals. That would be one. If I ever left the GPO, that would be one that tugs me. Like, oh man, how
cool.
Neat!
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The rescues and the stories, and I mean, it's just a lot of a lot of land. And I've not been to Pawnee, which is weird because I love Parks and Rec. So you think that would draw me to to the grasslands, but
you know, it's a different kind of beauty, and it's something that everyone should go up and experience.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Weld County's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Greeley's awesome. Colorado's awesome.
Truly.
Cowboy boots are awesome. You know what? All things are awesome.
Go
Stay
Broncos.
Stay tuned. Again, Micah, of course, with the Broncos. It has nothing to do with Weld County, except Kersey, I guess.
We've got Ed McCaffrey, who's now the head coach over at UNC.
Yeah, we do.
There you go.
Yeah. Go Broncos indeed. All right, we'll be back with more Nick Snacks. Stay tuned. Snacks on 1310 KFKA. You can tell this week I've really embraced my Western culture. I can't call it heritage because I'm not from here. But, you know, Horace Greeley said, go West, young man. And I didn't hear the call until just, you know, about 10 years ago. Didn't even know who was yelling at me in my mind. But
here you are.
It's been a good ride. I can't believe almost 10 years.
It's a long time.
That is a long time.
I'm going to have a party. I have to have a housewarming party. It's been a year since I bought my house. And COVID kind of pulled those plans. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll just have a nice, epic 10-year to Colorado. I wonder if I could write Governor Polis and see if they'll fund that, because, you know, they're just giving people $1 million. So can I have a little bit just to throw a little party?
Just call it something related to COVID, and I'm sure you can find funding for it.
Oh, yes. My PPP loan. I just party.
Yeah. I'm sure it's in some of the language somewhere.
Yeah, those bills are, what, thousands of pages long. You can certainly sneak that in.
Yes.
Oh, what a diabolical. I don't even know what to talk about now.
That was enjoyable. A downer. That was a downer there.
Wow. Yeah. But happy 10 years almost. It'll be August 1st. I think I moved out, packed up my little sedan, and moved across the country.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's good. And the adventures you have had here.
I who'd have thought?
I know.
I don't
Look
know.
Look at you now.
I never knew. My grandfather calls me the Renaissance man. I never knew what the heck that meant until I kind of...
Bought your boots?
People's, yeah, exactly. just talk about all the adventures I've had out here. I kind of do what I want and love what I do.
Nice.
And what a fun way to live life.
Yes, just, absolutely.
You know, trying something new, see if it works. If not, well... Hey, at least you tried it.
Here you go.
Making connections and friendships and relationships. Oh, it's just been a good time.
Good.
Colorado's a good place.
It is a good place.
It's awesome.
So was Weld County named after a person?
It was.
All right. Thomas?
Lewis.
Oh, I was close. So I was.
Lewis Ledyard Weld.
And what's his connection to Colorado?
You told me not to prepare for this.
Oh, man.
He came out. He came out a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yes, yes. And Yeah, we'd have to go to the history sites that Weld County has to really dive into Lewis Ledyard Weld.
That's why I asked that, to yes. plug that history
Thank you.
Site.
Yeah. Thank you, because I'm at a loss and I can't even make stuff up at this point. But no, he did come out on an expedition. He did not live here. He did not stay here long. But that's who it is named after.
So they can go to discoverweld.org and
they can
know about that?
Yes.
Or Wikipedia?
Yes. I'm drawing a total blank. You're putting the pressure on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
At least it's at the
I
end
believe
of
it's history.weldgov.com.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
History.weldgov.com.
Yes.
And if it's not there.
What kind of communications person am I?
Well, it's a good thing this is just an open mic forum session. People can Google. That's the beauty
that
of Google.
That is the beauty of it.
Is just typing in random things and it automatically knowing. There was a time, though, I mean, just to be kind of cautious about everyone listening to us. I was just thinking, I don't know, about a month or two ago about, oh, she was right, history.weldgov.com.
Yes.
Those brush attachments you can attach to a power drill, you know, to make cleaning like your shower and grout and all that stuff really easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who needs elbow grease anymore? I was just thinking about that. And sure enough, like the next day on Facebook, it pops up as an ad of things you might want to buy from Amazon.
Ugh, that's scary.
They're listening. I mean,
they're
I have
listening.
Alexas everywhere in my house.
Right.
So,
well, there you go.
Know.
You welcome it.
Oh, well, I mean, if I'm that interesting, good luck, government. True. I think I'm a blast, but, you know, I have my own entertainment.
Mm.
Oh, well, Jen, are you from Colorado?
I am. I was born in Grand Junction and raised in Aurora.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've lived up here in Weld County for probably about 21, 22 years.
Do you get back to Grand Junction very often?
No.
Everyone's gone from there?
Yeah. No, they never – when they moved. So, yeah, my parents are from the Midwest. So Grand Junction was a small blip on the radar. Spent most of my life down in Aurora.
That would be a culture shock from the Midwest – because I'm from the Midwest, to go into a kind of a smallish mountain town on the western slopes. Is it on the western slopes or it's like right in the center?
No, it's on the western slope. Yeah, probably about 6-7 hours from here if you were to drive. I'm sure it was, but I'm sure it was is an adventure. But I think as you're probably, I don't know how your family was. I know my family on both my mom and dad's side, they did a lot of vacationing to Colorado in the mountains. And so I don't know if that's how your family was, but I think that was a big draw for my parents to move out here when they did.
We did a couple trips. One, oh, I'll remember that forever. We did, you know, Gardens of the Gods. We did a Rockies game. We did the Durango and Silverton train ride. But I'll always remember that because we always rented vans, you know, for the family. My little brother always got the back seat. I don't know how he always got the back seat, but, you know, at one point driving home, he didn't have a seatbelt on. He's just bouncing around because he's on bouncy roads, and we got pulled over. So I'm always going to remember that as he's the reason we got pulled over. So that was our Colorado trip. But my dad used to take me out skiing on the Amtrak. We'd hop on in Indiana.
Nice.
And go up to Chicago, have a nice layover there. It wasn't nice at all. It was miserable. And then take the Amtrak train out. And Amtrak doesn't own any of the tracks out west, so anytime there's a freight train, they have to kind of go off to the side, so your schedules get kind of whopper jawed. That's a Midwest term for you.
wow!
But we went up to Winter Park, and I don't even know how to spell whopper jawed, but you know, whatever.
Who cares? That's cool. Yeah, I'm going to start using that.
Yeah, it's great. People look at you like, what did you just say? So I've always loved Colorado, and the opportunity presented itself for a master's program at UNC. It was either that or Bowling Green in Ohio, and felt, you know.
You definitely made the right choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado's pretty special.
It is. It's been a great, great opportunity for me.
Yes.
I love it here.
Yep.
Smiling most of the time. Unless it's, you know, 100 degrees and my air conditioner goes out.
Yeah, I've been there too. Yeah. 100 in June is not my favorite, so I'm glad that we're done with that.
Yeah. Hopefully for a while. But,
yeah, hopefully.
Yeah,
I love 100 in June, especially when other people's air conditioners go out.
You know, the energies that you put out in this world, I feel like, come back. So, Micah, I'm just very concerned. I don't want to be standing next to you during a thunderstorm because...
Oh, I just want to tell everybody, my air conditioner went out last week. So, karma.
So that was pure sarcasm.
Yeah, karma burned me.
That'd be a lesson to you. Well, we don't have much time left, so thank you so much, Jen, for being on. Let's see. You have this flyer for an art contest.
Yes, a Pops art contest. So
Pops, not like popular culture, but it could be the Triceratops.
Yes, so it could be pop art, but it needs to feature a Triceratops. So it doesn't matter if you're using crayon, pencil, marker, watercolor, Legos. I don't care. Make a Triceratops. Email it to pops@discoverweld.com by July 2nd. We'll enter you in the contest. Just a great way to get the community involved with Pops, the Triceratops. The exciting thing is the paleo artist that's working on our Pops project right now, the artwork for Pops for the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, he will be one of the judges, as will the curator of dinosaurs for the museum, Dr. Joe Sertich, and then Terry and Jerry the daughters of Sunny Mapelli, who donated the fossil to us, will also be a judge. And what's exciting about that is that Pops has followers on social media from around the world. And yesterday I kind of tallied them up. It's 34 countries. And our first entry for the Pops contest, the art contest, actually came to us from the Philippines. So it's been fun to see the broad reach of Pops. But we need Weld County to represent. So it doesn't matter if you feel like you're an artist or not. That's the beauty of art. So make me a dinosaur and email it, and let's put it in the contest.
When did Pops get his name?
Pops got his name, I believe it was about 1986, after it was donated to the county. It was a naming contest that the employees had of Weld County. And you can tell it was in the 80s because some of the other naming suggestions that they voted on included Mr. T. Unfortunately, it didn't make it, so we got Pops.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Pops the Triceratops. Has there been a children's book written about it?
Maybe working on it.
Oh.
So don't steal my idea. You got your birds.
Darn, you're right. I don't want to get greedy. I got to get the chirp story taken care
yes.
of. All right. Well,
it took you 10 years to get boots, so you work on that. No. You work on your bird book, and I'll work on the dinosaur book.
Very good. We'll have a signing party at the same time.
There you go.
Jen, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. This is Jen Finch, the communications director for Weld County. We discoverweld.org.
.com.
For all there is to do in Weld County. And
yes.
Thanks, Alyssa. She's going to be on the rest of the summer. She follows me around and her punishment or sentence, whatever this is for her internship.
Hang in there, girl.
You've been listening to Nick Snacks on 1310 KFKA, and that's our cutoff.
Hey, who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song, bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.